Mars Incorporated, makers of Milky Way candy bars, invite you to the Fountain of Fun with Frazier Thomas, old Doc Fiddle Faddle, and Toby Tuttle.
Hey, Toby, I hear you won something on a pinball machine downtown, but you were very disappointed.
Oh, that's right, Tommy.
Well, how come you're disappointed?
Well, Doc, if I'd have got $40,000 on that pinball machine, I'd have got a whole turkey.
Yeah?
$30,000 the drumstick.
Yeah?
$15,000 the wings.
Well, what'd you get?
$4,000, and I don't like that part.
With a song by Norman Ravel.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather.
A song by Mary Jean and Benny.
Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby.
And music by Bill Davis and the orchestra, who opened the program with Thanksgiving. A delightful taste adventure, whenever you're in the mood for an enjoyable pick-me-up, try a luscious Milky Way. You'll be thrilled with the unusual quality found in this delicious candy bar, but still more, you'll be happy to find how quickly a Milky Way bar satisfies hunger, helps lagging energy return. A completely enjoyable taste treat awaits you each time you unwrap a fresh Milky Way. As you take that first luxurious bite, the pure milk chocolate coating, a layer of smooth, creamy caramel and the luscious center of chocolate nougat, flavored with real malted milk, melt into the thrilling taste blend found only in a Milky Way. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
Are you planning on having Thanksgiving dinner this year?
Oh, I don't know, Tommy. I was invited to my Aunt Bertha's, but I don't think I'll go, even if she is having turkey.
Turkey? Gosh, I didn't think anyone here at home would be having turkey this year. They need so many for the boys in the service. How come Aunt Bertha's turkey didn't go to the Army?
He's a pre-Pearl Harbor father.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're a turkey in one of those, you're old.
No kidding. Is this turkey of Aunt Bertha's really so old?
Is he old? Yeah. Why, when that gobbler was an egg, he was rolled on the White House lawn by Mrs. McKinley. So I think I'll have my Thanksgiving dinner at a restaurant. Maybe invite that pretty Miss Muffet girl along. She likes turkey.
Mm-hmm. So do I. Turkey's my favorite side dish. You know, last Thanksgiving I had such a big turkey dinner, I looked like a turkey.
Yeah, you can still see the stuffing.
Well, maybe so, but you know very well that here lately I've been eating like a bird.
Yeah, and that's an awful messy way of eating stew. Gosh, I hope I can date Miss Muffet. It'd be wonderful being with her, eating turkey.
You like the neck?
Sure, but not while I'm eating.
Oh.
Oh, you mean the turkey's neck?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that. I like the wings, too.
Do you like the back?
Well, how far back? I don't mind getting part of the fuselage just so long as I don't get the tail skid.
Hi, kids. Hello, Tommy. How's everything, Toby?
Hello, boss.
How are you today, Doc? Oh, tickety-boo, Bucky, tickety-boo. Mighty busy, though. Got to get over at the Fallen Star Hotel after a bit and help wedge a new boarder in room 14.
It's really crowded at the hotel, huh?
I'll say it's crowded. Doc's been living in one of the dumb waiters.
In one of the dumb waiters? Gosh, that's terrible.
Oh, it ain't so bad, Tommy. Wouldn't mind it a bit if them two roommates of mine was clean about the place. Hey, just thought of something else I got to do. Got to get down to the railroad depot and watch the train full of gal sailors pull in.
Oh, you're going to wave after the engineer?
No, engineer after a wave. Oh. Oh, then I got to get over to the Witterblakes for tea. You like to go to teas, don't you, Buster?
Me? Oh, sure. There's nothing I like better than teas.
Afternoon?
Strip.
Oh.
But speaking about the Widow Blake, Doc, Is that where you're going to have your Thanksgiving dinner this year?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to win a turkey in that raffle my lodgers are running. You kids don't want to buy no chances, do you? They're only 10 cents apiece. 3 for $35.
3 for $35?
Yeah. You see, the lodge is trying to discourage gambling.
Look, Doc, how do you know you're going to win the turkey?
The raffle's fixed. You see, they're trying to discourage crooked gambling, too.
Have you seen this turkey you're going to win, Doc?
Sure. Got him outside the store right now. Hey, just wait a minute. Hey, come on in, Hildegard.
Say, there's a healthy-looking bird.
Yeah. You wouldn't think he had one foot in the gravy, would you?
Well, I guess I better call Widow Blake and tell her what we're going to have for Thanksgiving dinner. Hello, operator. Give me central 100. Hey, Hildegard, get away from them shelves there. First thing you know, you'll knock all them heavy jars and things down and flatten yourself out. Oh, hello, Smoochums. This is Pooh Chickens. Hey, do you like turkey roasted? You do, huh? Do you like turkey baked? Oh, you do, huh?
Hey, Hildegard, look out!
Hey, Smoochums. Do you like turkey hash?
It's a tune of the times that Mary Jean and Betty have for us today. Shoo, shoo, baby.
Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Bye, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Don't cry, baby. Don't sigh, baby. Bye, 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 baby. When he comes back, we'll live a life of ease. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now so that he can be sweet to you another day. Bye, 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 baby. Don't cry, baby.
Toby Toto speaking. Oh, hello, Mrs. Updike. What's that? The price of turkey. Well, I really don't know, but there's a butcher shop down the way that's selling roast turkey, and their price is rather high. Yeah. If you want 50 cents worth of white meat, the butcher just rubs a piece of Kleenex over the turkey, and you get what sticks to the fuzz.
Gosh, Toby, there you were talking to Mrs. Updike, and look who's coming toward the store. It's a niece of hers.
That youngster out there? Is that Mrs. Updike's niece?
Yeah. Nice-looking 14-year-old, isn't she?
Yes, but I'll bet she's gone high society already. You know, one of those, "Yes, Auntie dear, I'll be glad to pass the caviar." Well, hello there, little lady. Mr. Thomas here tells me you're Mrs. Updike's niece. What can I get for you, dear?
Give me a package of Beeman's Peps and chewing gum, please.
You could use a little gargle, too, couldn't you?
Never mind the irrelevant side commentaries. Wait on me.
Well, I'm sorry, young lady, but we're all out of gum.
Then let me have some mail pouch.
Yeah, mail pouch. Now, wait a minute!
Oh, you don't have to worry. It's not for me.
Oh.
It's for my aunt.
Well, that's different. Your aunt! Since when has she been chewing tobacco?
Just since her pipe broke.
Look, little girl, what's your name?
I'm not gonna tell you.
Why not?
Next thing you want to know is my telephone number.
Oh, don't be... Don't be silly. Now I know what happened to my nail file. Look, little girl, don't be silly about me wanting to know your name and telephone number. You're just a sweet, innocent child.
Excuse me, young lady, but are you just in town to visit your aunt?
No. My aunt said she was bringing me here to send me to a private school.
Well, that's nice.
That's what I thought, but she double-crossed me.
What do you mean?
There's not a private there. Not even a Boy Scout.
Charming little hoodlum, isn't she?
Yeah. How do you do?
Hello there, Mr. Twitchum. How are you?
How are you today, Twitch? Full of vim, vigor, and vitality?
Just loaded.
I know that, but what about your vim, vigor, and vitality?
Say, what have you got in that box you're carrying there, Mr. Twitchum?
Oh, yes, the box. Gentlemen, I have here a rare collection of Thanksgiving Day greeting cards, which I am prepared to sell to you at a great financial loss to myself.
Well, why take a great financial loss?
Oh, I don't know. I just feel so mean today, I want to cheat myself. Listen to this beautiful verse, which I, Rudolph J. Twitchum, created. Because turkeys are scarce as elastic, they've had to take measures quite drastic. So don't think it very fantastic if your turkey this year tastes like plastic. Lovely thought, isn't it? Believe me, gentlemen, that is verse.
It's verse than anything I ever heard.
Have you got any more cards, Mr. Twitchum?
Oh, yes, indeedy. Here's a charming one. We'd like to have turkey at our house, but they're scarce, and you know I'm not bluffing. So this year, with no bird to stuff full of stuff, we're stuffing the stuffing with stuffing. Do you like that card?
Only if it has Betty Grable's picture on it.
Here's one that I myself am sending to all my relatives and friends. Listen. In arithmetic, they taught us that pi was equal to 3.1416, and I'm quite sure that is true. I hope you have pi for Thanksgiving. As for me, what I hope you will do is give me some pi plus 0.8584 so that I may then have 3.2.
Hey, here's one that's okay.
Yes, that's the one about the boys in the service.
How does it go, Toby?
It goes... Our boys can't help mother roast turkey or help grandma fry fillet of moose, but they are a great help this Thanksgiving, for they're all helping cook Hitler's goose.
Well, to the front in the scrapbook of modern melody favorites is this selection Norman Revell sings for us, Stormy Weather.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather, since my gal and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather, just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When she went away, the blues walked in and met me. If she stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on, everything I had is gone. Stormy weather, since my gal and I ain't together. Keep raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time.
Hey, Tommy. Where's Penelope, our dishwasher? I haven't seen her for hours.
Oh, she's in the back room.
Oh. Penelope! Penelope!
Here I am. Hi.
What have you been doing?
Oh, I was just looking at the cartoons and the comical strips in the funny paper.
Well, that's a good place to find them. But where have you been for all these hours?
Well, it takes me a little while for to understand the funny papers.
Are you looking forward to a nice Thanksgiving, Penelope?
Yeah. We're all going out to Uncle Benji bugle boxes. The whole family is going to have a gathering of the pans.
You mean a gathering of the clan?
When our family gets together, everyone's put on the pan. Me boyfriend's going to be there, too. You know, Duty Friendfrock.
Oh, yeah. He's the one that's supposed to be a college boy, isn't he? What a nitwit. I'll bet I have more education than he has. I went to college 3 years.
That's nothing. Judy's gone to every grade in school for 3 years.
What a character. Now, what does your family think of Judy, Penelope?
Oh, Mama and Papa's very fond of Judy. They like for me to go around with a moron.
They like for you to go around with a moron?
Yeah. They think it is nice for me to associate with people who are smarter than I am.
Yeah, it's very stimulating.
Anyway, Judy is very good looking in my opinion.
In your opinion? Well, that's what makes horse racing.
If I'm not mistaken, your dream man's coming in now, Penelope.
Don't he look snappy? So collegiate. He looks like something out of Esquire.
Yeah, throwing out.
Is this the fountain of fun for, Missy?
Well, what did the sign on the door say?
Vote for Wendell Wilkie.
Don't know whether to take that sign down or have it repainted.
Oh, there you are, Penelope. Gosh, you're a fright for sore eyes.
Gee, that's the first nice thing anybody said to me all day.
How are things on the campus these days, Duty?
Oh, hotsy-totsy. I'm taking a course in physical culture.
Building yourself up, huh?
Yeah. Every morning I get up.
And then what?
Then what? It's pretty good for a starter, ain't it?
I don't like to criticize, Duty, but I have heard that you spend a lot of time in pool rooms.
I'm giving that up.
That's good.
Well, you know, Tommy, bowling alleys and pool rooms aren't like they used to be. Nowadays, they have them all fixed up fancy.
Well, that's true. These days, they look like beauty parlors.
Yeah, that's just the trouble. The other day, I had some time to kill, and I went into one and asked for an hour of pool. What do you know? They gave me a bubble bath.
Norman Revell joins with Mary Jean and Betty to recall an ever-lovely memory of the mid-20s. Sleepy Time Gal.
Sleepy Time Gal, you're turning night into day. Sleepy Time Gal, you've danced the evening away.
Be then let us whisper goodnight.
It's getting late, dear, and your pillow's waiting. Sleepy time, gal. When all your dancing is through, sleepy time, gal, I'll find a cottage for you. You'll learn to cook and to sew. What's more, you'll love it, I know. When you're a stay-at-home, play-at-home, 8 o'clock, sleepy time, gal.
Sleepy time, gal, you're turning night into day. Sleepy time, gal, you dance the whole long evening away. Before each silvery star in the sky begins to fade from sight, please give me just one little kiss and then let us whisper goodnight. It's getting late and dear, your pillow's waiting.
Sleepy time, gal, when all your dancing is through. Sleepy time, gal, I'll find a cottage for you.
You'll learn to cook and to sew. What's more, you'll learn to love that I know.
When you're a stay at home, play at home, 8 o'clock, sleepy time, gal.
Say, Toby, have you gotten a Thanksgiving turkey yet?
Well, I went to the butcher shop yesterday, Tommy, and was it crowded? I finally got to the turkey counter. Yeah. I bought one. I threw it over my shoulder and started down the street. On the corner, a policeman stopped me and asked me where I was going. I told him I was taking the turkey home for Thanksgiving. He said, "You better take that back, bud. That's a butcher you got there."
Yes, sir. It's a tough year in some ways, all right.
Guys, Tommy, I'd have liked to have been around in the time of our country's first Thanksgiving, in the pioneer days. I should have been one of those early settlers, like Miles Standish. What a leader of men I'd have been. I can see myself now, Captain Miles Tuttle. There I'd be, talking with the governor on affairs of the state.
Captain Tuttle, I've summoned you here for a very difficult task.
Yes, Governor. Corporal Thomas and I are ready for anything.
Well, if you succeed, you're going to be against great odds. You'll be outnumbered. Your opponents will be skillful, strong, and brave. You know, so far they have ferociously conquered all who have opposed them.
Please, Governor, don't make us play against Notre Dame. Or the Iowa Seahawks, either.
No, sir, I decided to proclaim next Thursday as Thanksgiving.
Are you sure that's when you want to have Thanksgiving?
Now, I'm the governor, and I'll have Thanksgiving any time I want it.
Mm-hmm. You can tell this happened before the New Deal.
I've chosen next Thursday because it's my wedding anniversary. I want you to go out and get a wild turkey so I can celebrate.
Why kill a poor turkey? He didn't have anything to do with you getting married.
Why, such a thing for you to say. My boy, you never know what happiness is until you get married.
Yeah, then it's too late.
Of course, marriage does present problems. You know, lately my wife's been staying up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
What does she do, go to nightclubs and parties?
No, she waits up for me. But never mind that now. I want you to go forth on a hunting expedition for wild turkeys for our Thanksgiving feast.
Yes, Governor.
And as you know, you'll have to go through Indian territory, and if you should meet any Indians...
Yes?
Well, you remember that we gave them $24 and a barrel of whiskey for the island of Manhattan.
Yes?
Well, see if you can get back some of the whiskey, will you? Because, you see, my ration card's all used up until December.
All right, Governor. Corporal Thomas and I are off for the wilderness. We'll be back with plenty of turkeys, or my name isn't Bob Hope.
Well, your name ain't Bob Hope.
Yeah, you better have some baked beans warmed up, just in case.
Somebody paging us, Thomas?
Here we are out in the vast wilderness, Thomas, far from civilization.
Captain, how do you find your way around in these uncharted lands, so far away from every familiar landmark? How do you do it?
Oh, I just wait till Mrs. Roosevelt comes along and follow her. Ah, these woods are filled with dangers. If something should happen and you're unable to defend yourself, lie down and play possum.
Do what?
Play possum. Don't you know what a possum is? When things get tough, it lies low and seems to be dead. Then unexpectedly it comes to life, more active than ever.
Oh, sure, like a Republican.
Yeah. Look, turkey feathers behind that tree. I'll sneak up and bop that turkey on the noggin.
Be careful, Captain.
There, I got you.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, gosh, an Indian. I'm sorry, Mr. Indian. I thought you were a turkey. Why do you wear those feathers on your head?
To keep my wig warm.
Say, how did you hear that joke way out here in the wilderness?
Major Bo's unit.
Jiminy Christmas, we're surrounded by Indians.
Yeah, and they're on the warpath. Listen to those blood-curdling war whoops.
Say, Mr. Indian, how's come you're not yelling with the rest?
Oh, me no give a hoot.
Oh, I'm afraid we're goners, Thomas. Who is the chief here?
I am the chief.
You're the chief?
Yeah.
That's good. I've ridden on your train several times.
Hookla! I am Chief Running Water. These are my sons. Hot, cold, and Luke.
I suppose those two over there are clean and dirty.
What are you going to do to us?
I'm a scalp, Paleface.
Gosh, our only chance is for the governor to send help.
Silence. I can't hear smoke signals.
Look. Look, Captain, they're sending smoke signals from over there.
Yeah, I wonder what they say.
I know.
What is it, Chief? What do they say?
Oh, over and over. They say the same thing. L-S-M-F-T. L-S-M-F-T.
Well, maybe when they finish the commercial, they'll play Pistol Pack and Mama.
Hey, time has come. Tie him up.
Oh, please, Chief. We're done for unless the governor sends help. Look, Thomas, airplanes. The governor is sending help by plane. Look, there's dozens of them.
But, Captain, it's impossible. There aren't any airplanes in 1621.
Shucks, they're gone. You and your big education.
But look, Captain, here comes someone. It's a girl, an Indian belle.
I wonder what she wants.
Father, father, let pale faces go. Please, let pale faces go.
No.
Please, father, I beg of you.
Oh, darn it, all right. I never get to have no fun. Let him go. I cannot refuse my daughter anything, because she is the belle of the tribe.
Gosh, what a beautiful belle.
Gee, that was a close call, Thomas. What do you know? Just when we were done for, saved by the belle.
One thing of which you may be sure is that you'll always enjoy the rare, delicious taste of a Milky Way candy bar. The famous taste blend found only in a Milky Way is made exclusively from the finest of pure quality ingredients. Thus, rare goodness and vital nutrition come to you in one delicious package. Just wait until you open that crisp wrapper and bite into the thick milk chocolate coating, the layer of golden smooth caramel, and the luscious center of creamy chocolate nougat. Richly flavored with real malted milk. It's a truly delightful taste sensation. So when you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way. Mars Incorporated, makers of Milky Way candy bars, invite you to visit the Fountain of Fun again next Sunday at the same time, 5 o'clock Central Wartime. Attend the broadcast in person, won't you? For tickets, write the ticket department, WLW Cincinnati, Zone 2, Ohio. Next week, Norman Revell, Mary Jean and Betty, Bill Davis and his orchestra, Old Doc Fiddle Faddle, Penelope Bugle Boxer, and Fraser Thomas will all be here, along with Toby Tuttle.
So you'll be here too, won't you? Bye now. See you next Sunday.
Austin Williams speaking. This is the Nation Station.